Russia talking as he tried to brush above that scurried underneath the hill. He said there was a place where we should go. So it led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. Night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and turned to me and he began to say, he said, I come from the land of darkness.
Go, 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 go Thanks very much. I'd like to remake that announcement about smoking
in the hall.
Corona, we're talking about you too. Huff the bus. There will be no smoking of cigarettes in here, please. If the fire alarms go off, it's going to be a real bummer because everybody's going to have to get out and it would be a big drag. And the fire people are walking around. Our light person, you in the front row, everybody lighting up a cigarette. Tell your neighbor, if the fire alarm goes off, the sprinklers go on. So everybody's welcome to smoke out the lobby. Thank you. Thanks for your cooperation.
Okay,
and then it don't stop until the place is filled with water.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's New Year's Eve here.
It's New Year's Eve and it's Robin's birthday. Happy birthday, Robin.
This is the first year of 1990. So, please, get your date. Grab your date. If you don't have a date, just grab somebody, whoever's nearby you. And we're going to play one for those of you who want to dance on the first New Year's Eve. Grab your partner, and here's one for you. All the beautiful young women out there in the audience, Paige is going to sing a little song for you. This is a little pre-song to the contest we're about to have for the best creative formal wear. You're gonna win an incredible door prize, so...